adventures of Jungle Jim. The adventures of Jungle Jim, broadcast weekly over this station, are dramatized from the full-color action pictures to be found in the Comic Weekly, the world's greatest comic supplement that comes to you each week with your Hearst Sunday newspaper. Join the 11 million adults and the 6 million youngsters who enjoy the world's best artists featured in every issue of the Comic Weekly, which comes to you with your Hearst Sunday newspaper. Jungle Jim is safe aboard Captain Kennedy's trading vessel, bound for the cove near the jungle hideout where Kitty St. John, Shanghai Lil, and the dangerously wounded Kolo are waiting for him. However, Jim can't even guess their danger. He does not know that three separate searching parties of Bull Thorson's guards, led by Big Tom, are relentlessly tracking them down. Kolo's delirious condition makes any kind of flight move an impossibility. All they can do is wait and pray for the arrival of Jim. Meanwhile, another mysterious submarine is sighted. It orders Captain Kennedy to heave to and accept a boarding party who search the vessel from stem to stern. The approach of a United States squadron of bombers on patrol duty put a quick end to their piracy, and the sub is forced to make a hurried deep dive to avoid discovery and possible capture. Just as the last bomber is fast becoming a speck on the horizon, Captain Kennedy gives an order.
Ease her off a few points, Bill. Change to the new course, west by south. Make for the shallow cove about 3 miles from the northern tip of Thorson's Island.
West by south it is, sir.
Let me know as soon as you sight the island, Bill, because we want to run into that cove, pick up three people, and get away as soon as it's humanly possible.
Aye, sir.
Oh, hello, Captain.
Oh.
I thought I may as well come up for a walk on deck.
Yes, we're headed back to the cove now, Jim. Be there in an hour and a half. What do you plan?
Well, if you can let me have a couple of good, strong oarsmen, we can row the few yards to shore. I'll pick up my people, and we should be underway again in less than half an hour.
Yeah, I wonder if it's as easy as it sounds.
Why not?
I don't know, Jim. We should be able to do it, as you say. We got darkness in our favor. Sun won't be up for an hour. And then we'll be standing just off the cove. Yeah, you might do it, but...
Well, but what?
If I was you, Jim, I'd take a few of the boys ashore, and just in case, mind you, I'd see that they had rifles, small arms, and a few extra rounds of ammunition.
Of course, it won't do any harm, but, Captain, I hope we won't need them. I've caused you enough trouble already.
Well, trouble is what you think it is. We're in wrong with Thorson by now anyway, sailing without clearance. So being in a bit more makes but a slight difference to me. That is, if the boys are willing. Mr. Johnson.
Aye, aye, sir. Morning, Captain.
Good morning, sir. Mr. Johnson, we got a bit of a problem. You know Mr. Bradley, don't you?
Yes, sir.
Hi, Mr. Johnson.
Well, we're headed back to the island, the cove near the northeast point, and I've just suggested that in case we run into any possible trouble, a few of the men, armed, of course, should go along. Think we can get some volunteers?
Well, you're going to have some trouble doing that, sir.
Then, never mind it. It's an excellent offer, Captain, but let's get it.
Well, I mean you'll have trouble selecting those who'll stay aboard. There ain't a man of the crew who wouldn't welcome a chance to take a crack at any of Thorson's men any time.
That's the kind of difficulty I thought we'd have, but I think I know a way around it. Call all hands on deck, will you, Mr. Johnson?
Aye, aye, sir.
All hands on deck! All hands!
So you're going all out for defense of Jim Bradley and company, eh? Well, my sincere thanks, Captain.
Look, son, there's times when less than your best and all of that is little enough. And this is one of them. Why, there ain't a man, Jack, of this crew that wouldn't go unarmed to bring that Kolo of yours back. He's won the heart of every one of them.
Yeah, and he deserves it, too. I left him in pretty bad shape, Captain. A rather dangerous wound, and we had nothing in the way of any antiseptic.
Yeah.
He may have taken a real fever by now.
All hands are present, sir. Shall bring him aft?
No, don't bother. I'll go for it.
Aye, aye, sir.
Well, come in. As you know, we're headed back to Thorson's Island. The purpose of our visit is to pick up three companions of Mr. Bradley's. Two ladies and Kolo, who's been badly wounded. Now, here's the situation. Jim wants to go alone, but I think it's better for a few of us to go along armed.
Yeah, I'd like to go.
Oh, wait a minute, boys. Don't say yes till I give you the full picture. This could be dangerous business. Those guards shoot on sight. And sometimes they shoot straight. Of Kolu is proof of that.
I said if I could go, and I still do.
All right then. Well, who wants to come along?
I'll come along.
Oh, now wait a minute. Suppose 8 men line up on that rail. Adams, Timoney, Harris, Bill Smith, Tupper, Roberts, Jones, and Peabody.
Thank you.
Now, wait a minute. You, Roberts.
Yes, sir.
You're married, aren't you?
Yes, sir.
Well, maybe we can do without you this time.
Wait, you already picked me, sir.
Well, can't your captain make one mistake? Now stand back there.
Oh.
And you, Thomas, come over here.
Aye, aye, sir.
Well, there you are, Jim. 8 men, you and myself, 10.
Well, I'll never be able to thank you fellas enough, and here's hoping that all you get out of it is wet feet beaching the boat.
Mr. Johnson, issue rifles and pistols, 25 rounds of ammunition for each, and have the small boat unshipped, ready to put over. You can dismiss the balance of the crew.
Well, Captain, I'll see that proper credit for your volunteer efforts on behalf of yourself and the crew don't go unnoticed by the naval authorities.
They are a great bunch, this crew. And who wouldn't help a fellow American in trouble on foreign soil?
Well, there's the first hint of the sun, Captain.
Mm.
We should be off the island in 30 or 40 minutes now.
Yeah, right as rain. I've got a few things to do before we leave. I'll be on deck as soon as the lookout sights the cove.
Well, thanks again, Captain. I'll just take a turn about the deck.
Meanwhile, Kitty, Lil, and Kolo are crouched like so many wild things of the jungle, trying not to be seen and heard by the parties of guards who have been searching for them all night.
Come on, Jim.
Now he's starting up again, Lil.
Well, we can be thankful for one thing. He's been quiet for almost an hour.
Why doesn't Jim come? He's overdue by now. It's more than a day and a half since he left here.
We've got other troubles for the moment, and don't you worry about Jim. Remember, he's as anxious to get back as you are to have him.
Oh, dear.
What I'm worried about is those 3 guards. You know, they're still snooping about. They've been all around us, and still they won't go along. Something has made them suspicious of this area.
They might have heard Kolu yelling.
Well, it would seem so, but sound evidently doesn't carry so well through these jungle growths.
If they find us, then we're lost forever.
Don't be too sure. I've been thinking of some way out, just in case we do get caught. And I've got just one idea. I guess it's the only one with any chance of success.
What is it?
Kitty, you give me that gun.
Here.
Now listen. If those guards ever get near enough to discover us, I'm going to take you and Kolu prisoners first.
Well, how do I know you wouldn't turn us in just to save yourself?
How do you know you're alive? Even though I question it sometimes. Now, don't argue. Just obey orders. There's no time now for anything else. Oh, they've just turned from the beach and they're headed this way. Come on now, Kitty. Stand over there with your arms up in the air.
No, I won't.
If you don't, I'll plug you just as sure as I'm standing here. Now, you get them up.
All right.
Help! Here they are. Hands up.
Put that gun down, you big lummox. These are my prisoners.
Come on, we got them.
I told you to put that gun down or I'll take it down for you.
What you got?
We got those big people Big Tommy's looking for.
Now listen, both of you. These 2 are my prisoners and I'll take them back to the castle.
No, Miss Sasha. Big Tom, he sent us out to get that fellow. What is the matter with him?
Well, he's been shot.
You do that?
No.
Then he'd be one who killed Juan and Pedro.
You think so?
Sure.
Then I'm going to fix him right now. He killed my 2 friends, so I kill him.
Now, wait a minute. You put that gun down. Now, if there's to be any killing around here, I'm going to be in on it. You understand?
But, Senorita Sasha, this one, he killed 2 people already.
Well, I don't know that. All I know is that Bull wants him alive. And I mean to take him back that way. And Bill will hold you 2 responsible for anything that happens to him.
All right, Miss Sasha. We all go to Bull, all together. Savvy?
Why, of course. But, you know, I think he's dangerously wounded. I don't see how we can get him out of here except by carrying him.
Yes. All right, we carry.
We
well,
carry.
He's so badly hurt, I wonder if you boys could go back for a stretcher.
Stretcher? What'd you say? We go?
No. No, we all go back to Bull. Right now together, yes?
Yes.
Well, all right, if you want it that way.
Yes, I think Bull will be very happy to see all of us.
Yes, he will.
I wouldn't be the least bit surprised.
While Lil was stalling for time with Thorson's guards, Captain Kennedy's schooner was just sailing into the cove.
Well, that's as close as we dare go to shore, Jim.
All right, Captain.
Boat stations. Ah, lower away. I don't see no sign of life on the beach, Jim.
No, I found a hiding place in the bush. And there's the marks.
Oh?
See that piece of driftwood stuck in the sand by that clump of crabgrass?
Uh-huh.
Well, they're not 50 paces away, straight into the jungle.
Pull her a point more to port, helmsman.
Point to port it is, sir.
Check those guns, men. And by explicit orders, shoot any of Thorson's guards on sight. That is, if they're around. Take no chances, understand?
Well, we'd better split up, Captain. I'll take three men and approach from the front. And suppose you take the balance and go down the beach a few yards. Then, in case we do run into trouble, you can circle to the right and make a flanking move.
Right, Jim, right. You take Adams, Tupper, and Bill Smith. You fellas get in the bow and make the landing first.
All right, now, men. When we get to shore, you, Adams, cover the left. Tupper, take the right. And Bill Smith and myself, well, we'll go straight in.
Now, the rest of you fellas go down the beach with me. We'll circle back on them.
Well, here we go. Good luck, Captain.
Same to yourself, Jim.
All right. All right, come on, fellows. Follow me.
Okay.
That's it. Come on, right through here now.
Okay.
All right.
Jim!
Hey.
Jim! Up here!
That's them. Come on, fellows. Come on. Hey, look out. There's somebody shooting. Keep down, fellows. That's it. You follow me. Bill. Bill, where are you?
Right here with you.
All right. Hey, you. You cover our advance.
I will.
That's it. That's it. Keep wiggling up. We've got to get closer before we can make a run for it. Look.
Jim Tupper's been hit.
Oh, the dirty rats. Now we've got to get him. Come on.
Okay, let's go.
Come on.
Jim.
Jim's companions have been wounded by the guards from ambush. Can Jim reach the cove? Don't miss the next exciting episode in the adventures of Jungle Jim. Remember, you can follow these adventures in the full-color action pictures to be found in the Comic Weekly, the world's greatest comic supplement containing the best full-color adventure and comic pictures. Remember, no other comic supplement can give you the top names of cartoon land like the all-star favorites to be found in the Comic Weekly. The whole family follows the fun and frolics of Jiggs and Maggie, the Little King, the immortal Donald Duck, as well as the exciting adventures of Jungle Jim and Flash Gordon. Join the 11 million adults and the 6 million youngsters who every week find the greatest of home entertainment in the Comic Weekly, which comes to you with your Hearst Sunday newspaper.